In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst. For the past 3 Sundays, we have heard the wonderful gospel stories of repentance of Zacchaeus, who changed his way of life, of the publican who cried out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," and the prodigal son who realized the mess he'd made of his life and returned to his father. Now today we are reminded that when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on his left. And where will you be? Where will you stand? Where will I stand? Where will we spend eternity? Leave it to the Orthodox Church on the day of the equivalent of our Mardi Gras, the last day to eat meat before Lent, to spice our feasting with this sober reminder. But that's because she loves us. She loves us. The Church loves us with the love of Christ. She wants us to be clear thinking, sober, and attentive to the whole story of life. Perhaps the Church sets before us this gospel so that we do not become too relaxed with all these examples of repentance we have heard in the previous weeks, that we might think, well, for now I can have a good time, and when I get old, I'll repent. When I get old, I'll repent and God will forgive me. It was said of an elder of the Desert Fathers, when his thoughts said to him, "Relax today and repent tomorrow," he responded, "No, I'm going to repent today and leave tomorrow to the will of God." This gospel of the Last Judgment tells us we will be accountable for what we do on this earth, brothers and sisters. We will be accountable for our life, and we will be accountable for our love, as Father Ignatius reminded us last night at Vespers. But this is the gospel, the 25th chapter of Matthew. Do not believe, do not listen to those who say, "Well, now that you're a Christian, you don't have to face the judgment." The Bible says all nations shall be gathered before him, including the Christian nation. Our life is valuable enough to God, precious enough to God, that the details of our life matter to God. That's what this gospel of the judgment tells us. And that when we do even small kindnesses to the least of my brethren, as Christ says, then he says, "You did it unto me. You did it unto me." That we serve Christ in others. We should see Christ in others and serve Christ in others, has always been the Christian understanding of how we interact with other human beings. "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty. You gave me drink." There's no mention really of organized social work programs here. It is person to person, one person to another, doing kindnesses. We will be accountable for our kindness, or lack thereof. Being kind to the least to those who cannot return the kindness. And because we will be judged by God, we are not to judge. And that includes ourselves. We have a judge. That's also what the gospel tells us. And we are not to cast judgment even on ourselves. We are accountable to others, to the church, to our spiritual father. But we must be careful as to how we measure and analyze ourselves. St. Ephrem the Syrian, writing in the 4th century, says, "Do not lose heart, O soul. Do not grieve. Do not pronounce over yourself a final judgment for the multitude of your sins. Do not say, 'The Lord has cast me from his face.' Such words are not pleasing to God." God does not condemn us. We should not condemn ourselves. "It was for your sake that Christ was crucified," says St. Ephrem. So will he cast you aside? He for whose sake you were crucified? He knows who oppresses us, the devil. He knows that we have no other help but Christ alone. So brothers and sisters, we do not condemn ourselves or others, but rather we try to build up the image of God in one another. St. John Chrysostom says, "If artists who make statues and paint portraits of kings are held in high esteem, will not God bless 10,000 times more those who reveal and beautify his royal image? For man is the image of God." We should beautify the image of God in one another. St. John says, "When we teach our children to be good, to be gentle, to be forgiving, all the attributes of God, to be generous, to love their neighbor, to regard this present age as nothing, we install virtue in their souls and reveal the image of God in them. This then is our task, to educate both ourselves and our children in godliness. Otherwise, what answer will we have before Christ's judgment seat? Let us be greatly concerned for our wives and our children, and for ourselves as well. The good God himself will bring this work to perfection so that all of us may be counted worthy of the blessings he has promised." Finally, brothers and sisters, we hear words such as these from the Holy Fathers, from St. John Chrysostom also again. He says, "Did you commit a sin? Enter the church. Repent for your sin. For here is the physician, not the judge. Here in the church is the physician, Christ himself, not the judge. First he is our physician. Here one is not investigated, but one receives remission of sins." Again, he says similarly elsewhere, St. John says, "Enter the church and wash away your sins. For here there is a hospital, not a court of law." The church is a hospital for sick people, for sinners. He says something very important. He says, "Do not be ashamed," again, "to enter the church." He says, "Be ashamed when you sin, but not when you repent." Too often we have it backwards. Too often we sin without shame, but then are too ashamed to come to confession and to say what we've done. It would be much better to reverse that. Better to be ashamed to start with, St. John is saying, and maybe we will resist sinning. But if we have sinned, let us run boldly to confess, to be cleansed. Let us come to the physician. Let us come to this hospital. Brothers and sisters, Christ will not judge us or condemn us at the judgment for sins we've confessed and repented of. It's clearly the sins of omission, our failures to act, that are cited in the gospel of the judgment. But also cited by Christ are acts of mercy, which if we do them often enough, we won't even remember them, nor judge ourselves special for having done good. It will become second nature, and we will stand with the sheep. We will be surprised and all the good things Christ tells us we have done. Finally, St. Barsanuphius of Optina says, if we worry about our place in heaven, he said there are various degrees of blessedness depending on the merits of each person. Some will be with the cherubim, others will be with the seraphim, and so on. But let us be content, let us be content to be numbered among the saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.